Wrestling with siblings, what's
yeah,
up?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right.
Yeah. In the state.
Yeah, yeah.
Life is a fight, so I gotta get right.
Right.
Can't have my back on the ropes.
Never.
This for my sister and bro. I swear that we'll make it, that's all that we hope.
Like
Stone Cold. Get hit with a stunner, that's all that she wrote. The world that we live in has made me cutthroat. I started rapping about life just to cope. Now I spit fire like Ricky Steamboat. Straight from the bottom, got so much to gain. I had to grind just to build on my name. People call me champ, I'm feeling like Dwayne. I let it smack down, here comes the pain.
Welcome to a brand new episode of Wrestling with Siblings. I'm your host, Araceli, and this is my co-host, Armando.
Hi guys, I'm Armando, and welcome to Wrestling with Siblings.
All right, let's get started with Monday Night Raw. None other than Big Time Bex, the Raw Women's Champion, opens up the show, and she comes out and she's like, you know what, we are less than 2 weeks away from the Royal Rumble, which will be coming to you live from St. Louis, Missouri. And she says that this is the hottest this division has ever been. And she also mentions that at the Rumble, we'll be getting a return from the Bellas, Lita, Mickey James. It's pretty, pretty stacked.
I have to agree with Becky. Right now, the women's division is probably the hottest thing right now in the WWE. I mean, just look at the competition is stacked. All the superstars she has faced, she has beaten, and they have given her a competition, and they've been great matches. But now I'm looking forward to the Rumble because, like you said, all the big names are going to be there. The Bellas, Lita, you name it, they're all going to be there, and they're all going to be gunning for you, Becky. So keep an eye out on that.
They're all coming for the Raw Women's Championship. And Becky continues and she says, you know what? I have made stars. Look at Doudrop. I am going to give her an opportunity of a lifetime. Because of me, she's getting the opportunity to face me at probably one of the biggest shows of the year. And she's not wrong. I think she's right. She pretty much handed Doudrop the opportunity to face her at the Royal Rumble. Now, this could possibly be like, because she knows that Liv Morgan was this close, and we're talking about this close to taking away that Raw Women's Championship from her. But it could also be that maybe she's afraid of Bianca Belair, and that's why she picked Doudrop. Maybe that's why she was like, you know what, I have an advantage if I go for Doudrop.
I have to agree with you on all those points, but it could also be that, you know what, Doudrop, she kind of sees her as the weaker link, and you know what, she's like, you know, I'm more experienced, I could probably have a better chance of beating Doudrop, and she won't take me to the limit. But again, we'll see where Doudrop takes her at the Royal Rumble. It's going to be very, very interesting and a huge match for Doudrop to really prove herself to everybody and especially to Becky Lynch. It's not going to be easy, but we'll see where it plays out.
And Doudrop, again, she's not happy about it. So she comes out and she's like, you know what? I earned this match. I will go through anybody that's willing to get in my way to pretty much beat Becky Lynch. And Bianca Belair comes out and she's like, this is nonsense. You talk about being the GOAT, but in reality, like, she thinks she's a lot better than Becky Lynch. And I mean, Becky's accomplishments kind of speak for themselves. I mean, there's a reason why she calls herself the GOAT.
Not only that, and she's the champ. When you have the title, it means you are the best of the best in the business. And so far, nobody has been able to dethrone her. Not even Bianca Belair in the times they faced each other.
And keep in mind, Becky Lynch beat Bianca Belair in 28 seconds. So, yeah, Becky Lynch kind of can call herself the GOAT because she's beaten almost every single woman on that roster, including Liv Morgan, who comes out and she's like, I am now declaring myself into the Women's Royal Rumble match. And she's confident that she's going to win it. And quite frankly, I think she should.
Yeah, and after what she did and she proved to Becky that she can hang and she's got what it takes to be a top star, I have to agree with you on she's one of the potential candidates of winning the Royal Rumble. And she did take Becky Lynch up to the limit, and it was to the point that Becky had to cheat in one of those times that she faced her to get the win. But again, when you're a champion, you have to do whatever it takes and you have to survive, and that's what Becky Lynch knows how to do.
And you're always at the advantage when you're the champion. And this match basically led to Bianca Belair and Liv Morgan versus Becky and Doudrop. Right off the bat, I can already tell you Doudrop and Becky Lynch are at the disadvantage because they are opponents. But all we know, Doudrop can attack Becky. Becky can attack Doudrop. We know they don't like each other. We know they're going to face each other in about 2 weeks at the Royal Rumble. But surprisingly, they were able to get along pretty well. Becky Lynch said, we should be able to win this if you follow my lead. If you do what I say, we will come out victorious.
Yeah, and Doudrop was like, no, you know what? If we do things my way, we're going to win because I got here by myself without your help. So they were kind of clashing a little bit, and throughout the match they were working pretty well together, which was very, very impressive.
Liv Morgan and Bianca Belair really showcase what they're able to do. They are both huge stars, and at the end of the day, whoever wins the Rumble, they're going to have a tough battle because they have to be able to take down Becky Lynch or even then maybe Charlotte Flair. We don't know who's walking into WrestleMania as champion. As of right now, we have Becky Lynch. I don't know if I can see somebody beating Becky Lynch right now. We said it in our previous podcast. I think Liv Morgan is winning the Rumble, and I think Liv can beat her. Liv came this close to finally taking her down, but you also can't underestimate Bianca Belair. We know what Bianca Belair is capable of doing.
I think both women are capable of dethroning Becky Lynch, even Doudrop. Doudrop just raw power, and we've seen Bianca Belair struggle with her. And if Bianca Belair struggles with her, Becky Lynch is also going to struggle with them. And again, I think Becky Lynch got overconfident and she's underestimating Doudrop just because of the power.
100% agree with you on that one. Now let's move on to the Kevin Owens show. He brings out his best friend, Seth Rollins. Now this is interesting because they two started off hating each other and now they're best friends. I think that's genius. I think they work very, very well together. And I think this is going to be a team that the Alpha Academy has to keep very, very close. Because knowing Seth Rollins and knowing Kevin Owens, they could be possibly coming for those tag team titles.
I have to agree with you on that. But again, there's one thing that I kind of don't like about this team, and that's the trust. Are they going to be able to trust each other all the way through? We've seen that Kevin Owens, when he's been with tag team partners before, what he has done, he has betrayed him. What has Seth Rollins done with all his buddies? Same thing. He has betrayed him. So is that trust factor going to be an issue? I think it is, but I don't think it's going to be right now because right now they have a common goal, and that's the WWE Championship. After that, who knows? They might be even go for the tag team titles.
I like the fact that you mentioned that these two can't trust each other. And right off the bat, Kevin Owens pretty much teased it because he's like, I'm going to put myself into the Royal Rumble match. I am going to win the Royal Rumble match, and then I am going to go on to face Seth Rollins at WrestleMania. So he's already telling you he's got something up his sleeve so that he can take down Seth Rollins and become WWE champion.
And I guarantee you that Seth Rollins would have done the same thing if he wouldn't have had the opportunity to face Roman Reigns. If he would have won the Rumble, he would have been like, you know what, I'm going to go against Seth, and then from there, I'm going to face Kevin Owens because he's a liar and prove myself that I am telling the truth. So we'll see. It's very, very interesting. But again, I do like them as a tag team. They've been working very well together. We saw what they did in that fatal five-way. They took out Big E. They took out Bobby Lashley, and they took out Brock Lesnar. So this is a very, very dangerous team.
Do you think Seth Rollins has what it takes to take down Roman Reigns? We know he said while he was at the Kevin Owens show that it was like taking candy from a baby. Now keep in mind, Roman Reigns has the biggest advantage. He is the champion and he has the Usos by his side. Yes, Seth Rollins has an ally. He has Kevin Owens. But you're looking at a 3-against-2 scenario here. He has gone 305 days and counting, if I am not mistaken, as Universal Champion. Do you think Seth Rollins can dethrone Roman Reigns?
I think he could dethrone Roman Reigns. Why? Because he's got this. He is the architect. He is smart and a smart competitor if he plans each and every single move that he does in and outside of the ring. So can he do it? Yes, but we'll get into that later on the SmackDown episode.
Damian Priest comes out and he's obviously upset and he's like, hey, KO, you know, why don't you try not to make me angry, otherwise you might not even make it to the Rumble. And I think that's very, very interesting because over the last couple of weeks, we've seen a different side of Priest. And this basically leads into Damian Priest versus Kevin Owens.
Yeah, and Kevin Owens from the get-go was trying to have a clean fight. He was basically trying to have Priest not get into that dark side, that he gets that angry mode, that he turns himself into the ring when he doesn't like something or he gets mad.
And Kevin Owens was at the advantage, or I want to say in control, for the majority of this match. I feel like he knew exactly what Damian Priest's weaknesses were, and he was ready for that Damian to come out. He was ready for that ugly side of Damian Priest to come out, and I don't think Damian Priest was really prepared for something like that.
Definitely, and again, that's where I'm going. Him and Seth Rollins, he's picked up on some of the stuff with Seth Rollins, so what does he do? Throughout the match, he's like, okay, in order for me to defeat Damian Priest, I have to pull something out of my sleeve. What does he do? He fakes an injury, and Damian Priest gets, he's not concentrated. He's like, you know what? He backs up, and out of nowhere, stunners him, 1-2-3, and gets the first defeat for Damian Priest.
Yes, very, very smart strategic move by Kevin Owens. If he does this and takes out 29 other men, I think either Seth Rollins or Roman Reigns is in huge danger, because once Kevin Owens gets into that mindset and once he starts to plan out, you know what, this is how I'm going to win and this is how I'm going to get there, he does it. So I think that is the biggest threat going into the Royal Rumble.
So think about it. Seth Rollins comes out and helps out his friend win the Royal Rumble, and they could both take down the Universal Champion or the WWE Champion, and they both will be champions. So it's a smart strategy, and it works out both ways for them.
I mean, if you ask me, that's brilliant. And knowing Seth Rollins and knowing Kevin Owens, I think these two are the ones that could possibly pull it off. It's going to be interesting, but it looks like in 2 weeks, we will find out, one, who wins the Royal Rumble, and two, we will find out who is walking into WrestleMania WWE Universal Champion. All right, let's move on to the Alpha Academy and their graduation ceremony. Very, very interesting, because Gable comes out and he starts to give a list of his accomplishments, and he says, if I continue, I'm never going to finish. But quite frankly, we're here because of Otis.
And I have to give credit to Chad Gabriel, because he took Otis when Otis was kind of lost. He didn't know where he was. He had lost his peach. So he kind of comes up to him and is like, you know what? Believe in me. I got you. I'm going to take you to success. And here's the outcome. He took him to the Raw Tag Team Championships, defeating Rated RK-Bro. Very, very impressive.
Not only did he take him to the Tag Team Championships, but I think Gable says it. And he's like, I took him to his full potential. We have seen probably the best Otis that we have seen since he was in the storyline with Mandy Rose. And I think it's only up from here from Otis. I mean, we saw him become Money in the Bank champion, and now he's, Money in the Bank winner, I'm sorry, and now he is finally a champion. And at the end of the day, he really did greatness with Otis, and you got to give that credit to not only Gable, but also for Otis for putting in that work.
I think Chad Gabriel just boosted his confidence, and he's like, you know what, believe in me, we're going to do things this way and follow my training methods, and I'm going to take you to success. And he pretty much did exactly what he did.
Yes. He 100% did. And we also have Riddle, who tends to interrupt a lot. So he comes out and he interrupts, and he's like, we were tag team champs like a week ago. You've only been champs for a week. How well, you know, do you guys really think you guys can be champion for a long term? And he's like, you know, life changes. And he's like, Gable's like, why are you even here, right? And it turns out he wants his tag team championship back. And I don't blame Riddle for actually wanting that thing back.
Yeah, because if he gets it back, he knows he's going to have Randy on his side, and Randy's going to be his friend. But again, back to where we were, I think the Alpha Academy is more of a solid tag team. They're both on the same page. We kind of saw Randy and Riddle struggle towards the end a little bit, because Riddle will pick fights and Randy was like, no, we can't be doing that. So they were kind of struggling towards the end, and I kind of saw this split kind of coming.
Yes, so let's also keep this in mind. We know Randy Orton. We know the history that Randy Orton has with his tag team partners. We know he uses them to his advantage. Once he's done using them, he simply gets rid of them. At this point, we don't see Riddle with Randy at the moment, but Randy Orton does come out and he shows that he does have Riddle's back. But for how long? We know eventually this friendship is going to split, and I can guarantee you this is going to hurt one person, and that's going to be Riddle. And I don't really think Riddle is really there. He really does truly see Randy as a best friend. I don't really think he sees the side of the Viper that everybody else sees, and this is going to end up tearing this friendship apart.
Team apart, or friendship, apart, whatever yeah. You want to call it. But yeah, I have to agree with you. Riddle has to be on high alert, because Randy could strike at any given moment. And like you said, history always repeats itself. I don't be surprised if Randy actually RKOs Riddle. But again, I think Riddle has grown on Randy. So we'll see where that plays out as well.
100%. Now let's move on to the very next match of the night. And that is Austin Theory versus Finn Balor. We finally see Finn come back, and we see him, he's all fired up, but we also get to see a different side of Austin Theory. He wants to prove something to Vince McMahon. Vince McMahon, we know, has been very, very tough on Austin Theory. He's giving him opportunity after opportunity, but it's going to get to a point where he's going to have to do something that outshines everybody else for him to really gain Vince McMahon's attention.
I think a victory over Finn Balor and the way he did it was phenomenal, was great. But again, he's got Vince McMahon to impress. And from what it looks like, it's going to be very, very hard for Austin Theory to impress Vince McMahon, because it doesn't seem like he's impressed yet. But throughout the match, he did a great job. He was outsmarting Finn Balor and did his homework.
I think his biggest advantage was for sure his power and his size against Finn Balor, because we know Finn Balor has that speed. He has the momentum. He is able to open up his own opportunities even when he's brought down. But someone like Austin Theory knew that, and he was like, you know what? How do I stop Finn Balor's momentum? The way for me to do that is to bring out all of my power, every single powerhouse that I have left in me. I should bring it out to completely stop Finn Balor from beating me in this match. And I think the way he executed in the strategy that he brought into this match against Finn Balor was fantastic. And I think that ended up showing more than the outcome of the match.
And not only that, but I also think Finn Balor got caught up with himself. I think he wanted revenge and he wanted to get back at Austin Theory, and I think at the end of the day, that's what ended up costing him the match.
100% agree with you on that one. Let's move on to the most recent, I guess you can call it feud, but the most recent of the friendship breakups. We have Rhea Ripley versus Nikki A.S.H. This is quite sad. I do feel bad for Nikki A.S.H. because you feel like she kind of did gravitate into Rhea Ripley, and you can tell that she kind of took a liking to her, and this group really worked really, really well. It's one of those that you look at it and you're just like, this is such an odd and weird pairing, but it works very, very well. And I was really happy with this friendship.
You could compare them kind of like Randy and Riddle, if you want to go that way. Kind of oddball, odd yes. couple. But again, I saw more of Rhea Ripley betraying Nikki Cross, because again, Nikki Cross has been the one, Nikki A.S.H. has been the one that has been taking all the losses and pretty much cost them the women's tag team division, if you want to put it that way.
And to add more fire into this pit, none other than the Queen, Selena, and Carmella come out and they're like, we were right about Nikki A.S.H. this entire time. And basically what they caused is they caused a disagreement between Rhea Ripley and Nikki A.S.H. If you tell me, this is a brilliant strategy. Why? Because they continued to put each other against each other, so that therefore this match didn't even happen. That was a brilliant strategy by the women's tag team champions, because they know that every single team that they can take out, the better it will be for not only them at the Rumble, but for them at either the Chamber or Mania. The more teams they can take out from here until the next 12 weeks until WrestleMania, they will have the biggest advantage at keeping those tag team titles for longer.
And sure enough, what happened? Nikki A.S.H. attacked Rhea Ripley out of nowhere, surprised her, and like you said, the match did not happen. So we'll see how this match or this feud continues to go down the road.
I'm interested to see what's going to happen at the Royal Rumble. Because it's every woman for themselves. You are competing against 29 other women to actually get an opportunity at the WWE Championship. We're not talking about the tag team titles here. We are talking about the Women's Championship. Can they coexist and decide, you know what? If we get together, we can possibly take out the majority of the more women. Or will they just eliminate each other?
I think they're going to work together as far as they can and as far as they could go in the match. And when one of them has their back turned towards each other, one of them's going to strike and eliminate the other one. But they're going to work together. That, I'm pretty sure they are. Just because I think there's still a little bit of that friendship there. But again, it's every woman for herself at the Rumble. So don't be surprised if they do toss each other out.
And at the end of the day, you're punching yourself a ticket to not only the main event of WrestleMania, but a title shot opportunity with any champion of your choosing. If you ask me, I would try to make it as far as I can with as much help as I possibly can. So if I were Nikki A.S.H., I would get on Rhea Ripley's good side, because I'm going to need Rhea Ripley to win the Women's Royal Rumble.
Yep, and when you find the opportunity, you can take her out or vice versa. So we'll see who eliminates who and how far they end up going in the Women's Royal Rumble match.
Let's move on to Omos versus Reggie. this match was very quick.
Yeah. And huge disadvantage.
Super quick.
Huge disadvantage from the get-go. Size and power. Reggie tried to do what he does best, was hit and move and use his quickness, but that just wasn't enough.
I think Reggie was trying to just be Reggie in general, and I think that ended up costing him this match. But we know Omos is not only a powerhouse, but we know that he learned and trained with one of the best, and that is AJ Styles. So he definitely took the focus, the mentality, and you know what? I'm going to walk into this match, and I'm going to come out a winner. And that's exactly what he did. The match was probably less than like 2 minutes long.
If Omos is in the Royal Rumble, this is the guy you gotta watch out for, and everybody needs to come together and toss him out as soon as he gets in the ring. Because once he gets in there, he gets momentum, he's gonna be the toughest competitor you guys are gonna have to face. So if I were you guys, as soon as he gets in there, toss him out. Everybody, that's when everybody comes together.
If you don't eliminate him when he first comes in, he's making it all the way to the end. Trust me, if he makes it to the top five, those four competitors are going to have trouble just eliminating him on their own. So I would take advantage of everybody being there. Use that star power. Get him out of there as soon as you possibly can. All right, let's move on to Maryse, who basically comes out. It's not a form of Miss TV or anything, but she basically comes out and she says that the Miz goes out and he has a big mouth and agrees to thing without consulting her. And I mean, I could say, yeah, I mean, she's right. Miz does have a big mouth, but that's also gotten him out of things as well. And she says, you know what, Beth, come out here. Let's settle this like women. And Beth finally comes out and Beth is basically like, what do you want? And she's like, well, we pretty much set the stepping stone for the women's revolution. I remember when we had 2 minute matches. And she also says, you know what, I think we should just talk it out. Let's just not face each other. Let's go get some coffee sometimes. Let's go shopping. And Maryse is making it seem like she really doesn't want to face Beth Phoenix. But Beth Phoenix is like, I'm not going to miss the opportunity to tag finally and for the first time ever with Edge.
Yeah, and Maryse knows what she's getting herself into. She knows that Beth Phoenix could completely destroy her if she really wants to. But again, Miz and Maryse are on the same page. What do? Edge decides to come out because he's like, wait a minute, this smells like a trap. I know the Miz is lurking around even though Maryse says she's not here. So sure enough, as soon as Maryse hits Beth Phoenix, the Miz comes out and pretty much hits Edge on the side, blindsiding him and takes him out.
You can never underestimate the It Couple. They are so united, and I think that's what makes them the It Couple. They are truly unstoppable. Maryse showed up with the purse. And of course, like, that's normal. She's a woman. She carries her purse. But at the end of the day, what did she have there? Bricks. She had, well, not bricks. She had a brick in which she used to take out Beth Phoenix. One thing I could tell you is she's not going to have that brick at the Royal Rumble in 2 weeks. However, I think the brains of the operation of this match completely is Miz and Maryse. And if I were Edge and Beth, I would be paying very, very close attention to ensure that everything goes right at their match at the Royal Rumble.
And if Miz and Maryse have an advantage, it's going to be the head games. They are one up on Edge and Beth Phoenix. So that's going to be a huge advantage, and that's going to be key in the match at the Royal Rumble.
100%. Let's move on to the Street Profits and the Mysterios versus the Dirty Dogs, Apollo and Commander Aziz.
Very, very interesting match right from the get-go. I got to say, probably four of the best tag teams in Raw right now.
100%. Dirty Dogs, they first start off gaining control of this match. And you have to give them credit where credit is due. They are frequently tagging each other. They are isolating their opponents. And they are trying their best to make sure that that team doesn't get anywhere near making a tag. Because, again, you have the Mysterios. They know how to work very, very well together. And you have somebody like the Street Profits. That is also another team that I wouldn't want to face, especially in this type of situation. So I do have to give it up to the Dirty Dogs.
And not only that, the Dirty Dogs, but also Apollo and Commander Aziz. At moments throughout the match, they were targeting Dominic Mysterio. Why? He has the less experience out of everybody that's there in the ring. So it makes perfect sense for them targeting Dominic.
Yes. And you also have to keep in mind, you have the Mysterios. They obviously get along super, super well. But at the end of this match, we had the Street Profits win with a splash. After this, Mysterio basically takes out everybody, basically saying, you know what, I'm in that Rumble match. It's every man for himself. He even eliminated and took out his own son, Dominic Mysterio. That's very interesting. I know it doesn't really lead to anything, but at the Royal Rumble, if they make it to the very end and it turns out that the last two are Mysterio and Dom, they're going to have to sacrifice one of them in order to be able to get that championship opportunity.
Yeah, and Rey Mysterio giving Dominic a lesson not only in life but in the ring. Don't trust nobody, not even your own father. Why? Because his own father eliminated him, if you call it, right after the match. So, Dominic, that's a great advice that your dad is giving you. Don't trust anybody. And if it comes down to it, hey, you know what? He's your dad. But these opportunities only come once in a lifetime. And if you have to eliminate your dad to get that opportunity,
do it.
Bisel, do it.
Yep, 100%. I think Dominic is going to have a chance. And I think he's going to make it very, very far. He just has to stay very focused. He has to stay by Rey for as long as he possibly can. As long as he has Rey Mysterio in his corner, I think he's going to make it very, very far. And even after Rey gets eliminated, I think he can survive for quite some time.
And that's very, very crucial as well, too. He cannot let his emotions get the best of him. Yeah, him and his dad are close. So if his dad gets eliminated, he cannot get distracted or be like, you know what, dad? And then that distraction could cause him to get eliminated as well. So he just needs to focus and be 100% on the match.
I agree. Let's move on to the main event, which was basically the Almighty versus Seth Rollins.
Both guys wanted to prove why they are worthy of getting a title shot opportunity.
Oh yeah, 100%. But we also know that Seth Rollins is proving a point. If he can take out Bobby Lashley, Roman Reigns does not stand a chance. And this is pretty much a lesson. This is something that he's trying to prove to Roman Reigns. And if I were Roman Reigns, I'd be paying very, very close attention to this match right here.
Yeah, and it's a huge match also for Bobby Lashley. Why? Because Seth Rollins in the past has also defeated the Beast, Brock Lesnar. So it was a huge test for Bobby Lashley to see where he really is at. And if he could outsmart the architect, the visionary, the revolutionary Seth Rollins.
I think Bobby Lashley's biggest disadvantage right now is he has so many enemies right now. He has the Hurt Business. He has Kevin Owens. Per part of Seth Rollins, you got Seth Rollins. Going into his match at the Royal Rumble against Brock Lesnar, you don't know what could possibly be happening through the minds of all those other competitors. What if they screw him over? We saw the Hurt Business took matters into their own hands during this match. They completely didn't give us an ending for this match because they decided, you know what, we're going to go take out Bobby Lashley. But Bobby Lashley proving why he's superior and why he's called the Almighty Bobby Lashley. He completely took out the entire Hurt Business by himself.
And another thing too, could it possibly be that Seth Rollins talked to the Hurt Business, to Shelton Benjamin and Cedric Alexander, and be like, hey, you know what? If you guys were part of my team, I never would have treated you like that and kind of got him on his side. Who knows? But also, Bobby Lashley mistreated him a couple weeks ago. So, who knows? Seth Rollins could have also been a huge part of this as well.
Maybe it wasn't even Seth. Maybe it was Kevin Owens, since he has a best friend now. And Kevin Owens tends to have a lot of this, and he has a lot of experience, and he knows how to get inside people's head. You never truly know, but Roman Reigns wanted to send Seth Rollins a message. So what does he do? The Usos go and superkick Seth Rollins, and they sent him a very, very strong message. I am very interested to see what's going to go down at the Royal Rumble, not only against the Almighty Bobby Lashley versus Brock Lesnar, which has been a match that has been years and years in the making, but also Seth Rollins versus Roman Reigns.
Yeah, and you were speaking about the disadvantage and all that stuff. If Seth Rollins could manage to get the Hurt Business on his side, he could potentially use him to take out Roman Reigns at the Royal Rumble. And plus, he's got Kevin Owens. So, we'll see how all that plays out. And again, Roman needs to focus because Seth Rollins has this.
And you have to keep in mind, Roman Reigns also has an advantage. It's the Usos and Roman Reigns. And on the other side, you have Seth Rollins, Kevin Owens, and the entire Hurt Business. So very, very, very interesting, to say the least. I'm very excited for St. Louis to see what the Royal Rumble has in store for us. Let us know in the comments below what your predictions are for the Royal Rumble. We will be releasing ours next week.
Yeah, and if you haven't done so, let us know who you guys think is going to be the winner of both the men's and the women's Royal Rumble. We already told you who we got. So we want to hear you guys' opinion. Just comment below and let us know.
Yes, and that's all we have for you guys on this episode of Wrestling with Siblings. Remember to like, comment, share, and subscribe. Become a part of the siblings today. And for those of you that do not know what WWS stands for, I wonder what does WWS stand for?
Wrestling with Siblings. Thank you guys so much and see you guys next time.